Unit 1. On the map. (1A) Exercise 8, page 5.
Through hiking the Appalachian Trail. The Appalachian National Scenic Trail, more usually known as the Appalachian Trail or the AT, is one of the oldest hiking trails in the world, and still the longest that is for hikers only. Stretching 2,200 miles or 3,500 kilometers in a roughly northeast to southwest line, it passes through 14 states between Springer Mountain in Georgia and Mount Katahdin in Maine. Despite its length, it is not an extremely difficult walk, as the Appalachians are an old mountain range, low and covered in thick forests. This makes it a popular route, attracting 3 to 4 million people of all ages and abilities every year. Most people just walk parts of the trail, but some try to complete the entire length in a single hike, and the ones that succeed are called thru-hikers. People have been doing the thru-hike ever since Earl Schaffer completed the first one in 1948, but lately it has really been catching on, so that over 5,000 people are doing or planning a thru-hike at this moment. Thru-hikers generally begin at the south end of the trail in late spring, when the land has dried out a little. They spend the summer walking through mainly hot, humid states to reach Maine in autumn, before winter snow and ice make the final stage impossible. The record for completing the thru-hike is a little over 41 days, but most thru-hikers go far more slowly, taking 165 days on average. The majority don't reach the end at all, dropping out due to injury, exhaustion, or illness. In fact, just 25% eventually complete the thru-hike. Hikers that manage to get to the end, however, have racked up some quite incredible statistics. The average thru-hiker takes about 5 million steps and passes 165,000 of the rectangular white blazes of paint that mark out the Appalachian Trail on trees along the route. They climb the equivalent of 16 Mount Everests. They wear out between 4 and 5 pairs of hiking boots and lose 30 pounds, 13.6 kilograms, in weight, despite consuming 5,500 calories per day. They spend around $5,000 on food, stays in hostels and on campsites, and on replacing worn-out equipment. The only large animals on the trail are deer, moose, and black bears, and these mostly avoid people. More dangerous by far are poisonous snakes, such as rattlesnakes and copperheads, and more troublesome are biting insects like black flies and mosquitoes. There is also a lot of poison ivy. But for most hikers, encounters with nature range from pleasant to spectacular. Walking through sunbeams in the ancient oak woods of Georgia, watching eagles soar above the pines from a caffy knob on Catawba Mountain, Virginia, standing at the peak of Clingman's Dome, the highest on the trail, with 100 miles of Tennessee in every direction. Reaching the end of the Appalachian Trail gives the thru-hiker a feeling of personal satisfaction and achievement that is hard to match. Though some thru-hikers call that last mile the saddest mile on the Appalachian Trail, since they know their epic journey is coming to an end, and photographs never truly capture its magic.